Testing.
You got to test your mic now, Aslan. Come on, let's go. Test.
Hey, it doesn't work, actually.
It actually doesn't work.
Can we get some help over here?
Tap his. See if it works.
No, it doesn't.
Turn it on.
Where's the show guy? Behind
we still got a few minutes. We still got a few minutes. I'm gonna hold my wet mic like this, like. I like that case. Can I see it for that tablet? Is it? It's not that bulky either. No. Oh, I like it.
Sure. Hello.
Think we're good?
All right. Hello. All right.
Strictly talking shit.
Hello and welcome to the final podcast episode of the evening, where there is barely anyone listening to us, but that is okay because we have this.
Hi, guys. Hi. Look at all these people here. The camera doesn't see them, but no, I see them. There's so many people here. There's like 150 people here. Thanks for coming here.
So today on Strictly Talking Shit, we have our friend Aslan over here. This is Aslan. You should be very happy that you're on our third episode.
Live.
I'm surprised. Possibly the only brown guest so far.
Okay. That started off really weird.
No, I've been watching you guys for a while, so yes.
I don't know if this is a racial thing, but I guess it is. So as our first brown guest, you know, give us some taste of what you are and give us a taste of India and tell us a little bit about yourself.
A little taste of India.
Oh, shit. Should have told me before, man. I should have started shaking my head like 2 minutes ago. All right. Well, my name is Aslan Danish. Moved to Canada a little over 5 years now. I was born in Pakistan. That's where my family is from. Did some of my education there. Then I grew up in Malaysia. Did most of the college and my university down there, and 5 years ago just moved down here with my family in cold Saskatchewan, Canada. So my brown ass is still adapting with the cold down there.
Probably
one of the boringest places in Canada. If you ever go to Saskatchewan,
it's the cheapest place in Canada to live, though.
This is boring.
Nobody wants to live there.
Place with bars that close at 11.
If any of our guests that are watching us is from Saskatchewan.
Hey, do we have a question over there?
Yeah, we have a question there. He's from Saskatchewan. Look at him. He's shaking his head. He's from Saskatchewan. There he is. This is hilarious.
No, it is. No, but seriously, after you moved to Saskatchewan, like how... I can't even say it right.
Saskatchewan.
That's how boring it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's flat.
Hey, I call it home. Come on. Yeah.
So after moving there, like how did you get into hydronics? Is that what you do? Sorry, I went too far ahead. Let's talk about what you do first.
What sparked your interest in plumbing and heating?
Perfect. So, for those of you who do not know, what brought me to the industry, so I work for a company called Axiom Industries. We make specialty products for hydronic systems, glycol feeders, and other equipment that works with boilers, water treatment, and all that stuff.
Shameless plug.
So...
But as you know, today is sponsored by Axiom.
And Terrence has to behave himself. And Axiom, for those of you who don't know, he's our brand ambassador.
Nope.
But he...
Definitely not.
Because Axiom is a little green.
All right.
It's a lot of green.
Yeah.
How did you get into this? For real?
Well, my first job, and this is the honest story. So my first job moving to Canada, again, for immigrants, you got to basically build your profile. My study background is in business, but I had to get started somewhere. So I was a sales rep at Home Depot, and that's where... fuck you.
I can
Sorry,
see
I
you
don't
in
know
that
how
orange.
Much we can swear
I can see,
here.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, this is Strictly Talking Shit.
That was five years ago.
Sorry, for those of you that don't know, we know Aslan pretty well. That's why we're joking with him.
Yeah, I want to see you in the Home Depot.
That's really funny. Yeah, so when I was looking for labor, so I come over
your order is ready for pickup.
Okay, sorry. So with Home Depot.
So Kirk, at that time, I mean, I didn't know what this guy does. Just walked in as a regular customer, like 10,000 of them that walk in a day. And it's just a guy who's looking for some help with his home project with some locks and everything.
And what experience did you have with locks before you gave this kind of insight of what he needs to do?
Well, so I didn't have a job before Home Depot, so I had experience picking on them. I'm kidding. Yeah. Well, I was trained on how to cut keys and how to make one key adaptable to like multiple. So I did kind of make everything adaptable for his particular project, and that's where Kirk has seen my customer service factor. And a couple of days later, he just came around and offered me a job. That's what brought me to the industry. My learning also off the industry and things that we do, not only Axiom, but the industry as in general. My dad comes from a heating and refrigeration background. He had worked in Middle East. So a lot of the understanding of things basically comes from there as well.
So did you do any work with your dad?
Oh, no. We don't have child labor back home. I'm kidding. Yeah.
I thought you did. I thought for sure you did.
But that's interesting. I mean, like, you know, father and son, you follow kind of your father's steps, kind of being in the same thing. Like, what is he?
Well, he doesn't practice it right now. Like, he also has a business degree and banking. So he just kind of follows that
right now. Is he proud of you?
Being
you just see it in Aslan's eyes. Yeah.
He starts, well
in brown families, father is never proud.
Yeah, he just doesn't say it.
I get that, too. We have the same thing. I just ask for fun. But no, that's interesting, like how Kirk just walks in. I mean, Kirk's a great guy.
Yeah.
Like, even the first time I met him, a bit of quiet, but
yeah.
I'm sure he saw something in you.
Nope. I mean, he's very smart, and I apologize to cut you off
at all. Never.
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 Anyways, Kirk had hired me. This is the other extension to the story that I was telling you guys. I was hired to be a shipping manager for Axiom, and a couple of months into the job as a trainee manager, because the manager at that time was getting retired. I've worked there for a couple of months, and that's where they've seen my sales potential again, or talking potential, and that's what brought me to the sales side of things. So I knew the products that Axiom made and everything, but to get a more in-depth knowledge of what we sell and what we contribute to our industry basically comes from being on the sales team and everything. And then Alan Zenedine, sales manager at Axiom Industry, has been a great partner to me in terms of educating me and always giving me an insight on why, basically going right through the specs of different mechanical designs and everything and where our products are applicable and all. So it's a great help. It's a great company.
So, like, what's your day look like? Like, when you start your day, what do you do for Axiom?
Right. So, in the past, I should say, so I've been with them a little over, I'm coming up to my fifth year here, and I have, it's a small company. We're a team of just, I believe, over 30 people now. That's including our shipping, sales, admin, and production team. My roles have always changed. Like, there are like a few overlapping
changed
things.
Changed so much. He's based on your skills. What he's doing.
So what?
It's changed so much. You barely know what you're doing right now.
Exactly. I can do one thing right. They have to put me on the next station.
Yeah.
So, I did a lot of design for them. Axiom's new website. I was behind that, like working on the design part with the company that we have worked with it. Most
Sorry,
of the Axiom
I'm gonna
literature.
Cut you, I'm going to cut you off. And if you're watching, what is the website so
Axiom
that we can check out your work?
AXIOMIND.com. AXIOMIND.com.
Write that down. Okay.
Yep.
Make sure you write it down,
and
please.
You said you made the flyers and all the other kind of
marketing
material.
I still do. So my typical day consists. My primary job at Axiom is sales, but I have a lot of interest in IT, so I'll help around with the computers if needed type of shit. Not that we have shit breaking down at Axiom. We won't function otherwise. Along with that, design, technical calls in terms of speccing out a product for a customer or giving them a troubleshooting with something if something's not working for them. But we also have a dedicated engineering department for that that looks after that. My role recently has changed in Axiom. I will be only doing the outside and inside sales part of things. So I cover all of Western Canada. So that will take a lot of these things off my plate. And previously, that's what my day has looked like a combination of a lot of things. But now it's purely going to be sales and trainings between the distributors, educating them about Axiom products and finding better solutions for them as they're using Axiom products.
That's very sweet. So I think that a lot of listeners are kind of wondering, how old are you, Aslan?
How old am I? Okay, do you want to make a guess?
I already know. I'm just asking you right now. So you might as well ask. Well,
45?
I'm going to give you 50. I'm going to say 52.
Okay, that's perfect. That's 2 years younger than my dad. But
your dad was getting it in.
No, seriously, how old are you?
29.
29.
So you are young.
We like those conversations because, you know, a lot of young guys are coming in and they're wondering what they want to do next. And, you know, that's a prime example. At 29, you're a Western sales manager.
Yeah. No, right? It's a very welcoming industry. That's how I personally feel about it. At least that's what my experience have been for anybody new who is going to come into the industry. Again, I didn't know much about it when I had started or when the job was offered to me. However, there is a lot to learn. The first glance at it is like, oh my God, it's plumbing or heat related. But there are a lot of principles that gets followed in order to gain those end results and everything. And there's a lot of new technology in the industry that different manufacturers contribute to this industry, Axiom being one of them. But there is a lot to learn. Compensation is good.
Compensation
is always good.
Yeah, shit ton of booze, as you guys may know.
I don't know anything about booze.
That's really awesome. Like, yeah. We talk about it all the time and how being young and being part of the industry and how we're trying to push it forward. Mm-hmm. And being able to have a conversation with you, aside from all the jokes, is that, you know, we're the millennials.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're a different age and a different time, the era where, you know, we're finally that other group that's taken over the boomers, as we
certainly
call it.
Certainly, yeah.
And there's nothing against the boomers, but...
There isn't?
No. Maybe.
Maybe, a little bit.
But it's nice to...
Where's a boomer?
We got one in the audience. He's giving us grief.
I got you.
And he's holding a cane.
He's going to hit me with a cane when
somebody's
I get out there.
Listening.
God damn.
At least we got one listener.
Yeah.
No, but it really is
off
great.
The entire
you know,
show.
Seeing Aslan do this, letting people know that, you know, there's not the only plumbing and HVAC side where we talk about hands-on. There's the opportunity to be a salesperson
exactly.
At that level,
yep.
At that age, because people are exiting that kind of... that role.
Yeah.
You're right. Yep. Yeah.
And the opportunities are there that it's not just all about hands-on,
yeah.
Going on the field, getting wet, getting dirty.
Yep.
There's a cleaner side to it, the side that's all sales, the comfy side.
I don't know. I like getting my hands dirty. I don't know about you.
The soft side.
Yeah.
You like getting your hands dirty? Have you ever got your hands dirty?
Okay, let's not
get
there.
Where are we going with this?
Let's not get there. But real question is, what's the challenging part about what you do right now, what you did before, or stepping into this role? What do you think is going to be a big challenge for you?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I think I don't really struggle when in terms of connecting with people. So I think I don't see it as challenge. I think I'm going to name it... learning. Like, I just need to learn. Oh shit, yeah, okay, sorry. For those of you who have just joined in, if at any point my brown accent kick in, just ignore
that. We were never making fun of that. Continue
on. Just made like 20 faces there. Okay, sorry, say your question again, man.
What's your challenging aspect for your job?
Well, I think
you didn't have any.
Yeah, I don't really...
Pretty confident.
Okay. Learning water quality side of things, there is a lot of things involved on the water chemistry side of things.
Yeah.
Axiom sells a lot of water treatment solutions,
mm-hmm.
And that's been our sole focus along with other things that we do at Axiom. Like, we are known for glycol feeders. and condensate neutralizers, we're pretty big with that. But system water quality, that's something that we have been a lot more focused on to provide the hydronic system with a good start as well. So I think having more connection made with guys who have in-depth knowledge of that is something that I'm really looking forward to, and getting out there more in the field as I'm going to be covering a bigger region. I think,
so you think
travel part is going to be a little bit of a struggle.
So that's the challenge, like the traveling side.
It's not really a struggle. I look forward to it, and I like challenges. At the same time, I've done a fair bit of it. It's just going to become more frequent thing. And for those listeners, this is not the only thing you do in the industry. If you want to be an inside salesperson and want to stay in the office and make the sale or be on the technical side of things, there's a lot to the industry, regardless of which manufacturer you choose. There are a lot of avenues that the industry could offer you.
Yeah, but you need a steel liver to be an inside sales, right?
Yeah. To definitely. Be an outside sales guy, outside you need to fucking know how to drink. Yeah.
You don't really. I mean, you're giving the wrong example. I've drank water so many times besides you guys, and I've been given shit, but I'm still drinking water to this day.
Oh, okay.
I don't see any water in your bottle.
I know I'm out, as you can see. I'm dry.
The only holy one here.
Well, it's good. I mean, having a good attitude is great. From hearing everything that you've said, technically you don't really have any struggles, and I think that's a great attitude because you know that everything is just experience.
Yeah.
Right, everything comes from you learning and going through. Like, I guess a weird question is, you know, what's an experience that you can remember that you've learned from Axiom itself that has really ingrained in your mind?
Right, so that will be my second or first week on the sales team, and I still tell new guys, like, if I'll meet somebody, if they're struggling about telling me something about their product or like sharing my experience simply with people. So on my sales job about 4.5 years ago, when Kirk and Al decided to bring me on the sales side of things, you guys are familiar with the AHR show. Like, we have been to a few of those. Maybe. That was my first one. And that show is like, I don't know if I can say it or not, it was like 20 times CMPX. So the amount of people...
I'd say three times.
Three times?
I'd say three times.
I'd say five.
Five?
Okay.
Three times.
Perfect. Ten. Okay, we got a 10 over
we
there.
We got a 10 over there. What else we got? Come on, come on, come on.
I think the average comes to 20 there. Perfect. Thanks, guys.
I mean, average.
Love you, Green.
20 would be more
as
like...
As you know, if you work with Axiom, they don't know how to do math.
Yeah.
So if you want to get a condensate neutralizer, apparently it's
$2. $2.
For
they
you,
have great,
for
great,
you. We even
great.
Carry our media in pockets for you, so we can trip you over.
I love the little bobas that you guys have inside your...